This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The worst of the Midwest floods may be over, but thousands of homes and businesses remain submerged, and the floods are now blamed for at least two deaths in Iowa. The most severe flooding appears to be in Cedar Rapids, where the rain-swollen Cedar River crested yesterday. More than 10,000 people had to be evacuated from their homes. NPR's David Shaper surveyed the damage by boat yesterday with a pair of firefighters.
For Captain Craig Dirks and firefighter Jason Andrews, it's an odd, eerie feeling navigating these streets in Cedar Rapids by boat instead of in a fire engine.
It's depressing.
Almost overwhelming. When we drive by our fire station, it's pretty depressing.
To this first rescue.
Dirks and Andrews work in a fire station that is now completely underwater, as is more than 400 full city blocks in Cedar Rapids. The scene is surreal. Restaurants, gas stations, office buildings, and homes submerged almost to the roof line in some cases. It's eerily reminiscent of post-Katrina New Orleans. After going under an interstate bridge with barely enough clearance space, Dirks turns the boat north and Andrews spots the fire station.
You can see our bay doors, just 3 feet of them right there.
So how high does that make the water?
Oh,
bay doors are 14 foot.
It's also about 11 feet right now.
11 feet?
About 11 feet.
Andrews, Dirks, and other Cedar Rapids firefighters had spent much of the previous 24 hours rescuing residents. By Friday afternoon, with every person evacuated safely, they turned their efforts toward pets, cats and dogs left behind.
We're going to have a hard time finding 608.
But house numbers and some street signs are underwater, so specific houses are hard to find.
Yeah, it's going to be one of these, Craig. Where did we just pass, Steph? 608. It's probably going to be, God, can you remember?
It takes a call to the pet's owner to find this small single-story home with floodwaters nearly to the top of the windows.
I'm going to have to see if there's an access for me to even, these windows over here.
Dirk steers the boat to the side of the house. Andrew smashes in a window. After peeling away the broken shards, Andrews peers inside the dark, flooded house.
Here, kitty, 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 kitty.
He sees the cat, but he can't reach it.
Here, kitty, 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 kitty.
Andrews tries several times, but just can't get it. So they leave the cat behind for another crew with a longer pole to try later. And they're off to try to find a dog a few blocks away.
It'll be a husky. It'll be in. They put it in the attic. Okay. So we should be able to get that one, I hope.
Craig Dirk starts up the motor and heads off to the next house, pulling up to an open attic window.
Come here, Jojo.
I'll hold you up against.
Come here, Jojo. Come here, Jojo.
But the dog is tied up, and Andrews has to crawl inside.
Hold on. Hold on, girl. Hold on, girl. Hold on.
And he brings her to the boat.
Yeah, let's go. Come on, come on. Come on.
Good girl.
As they take Jojo to dry land, I ask Craig Dirks and Jason Andrews if they've thought yet about what will become of this part of Cedar Rapids, the neighborhood they've both worked in for years, when the water finally recedes.
Really haven't. I think the shock's going to wear off a lot of people here soon, and the hurt's going to begin more.
I really don't want to think about the cleanup. It's going to be, it's unthinkable. And rather they'll be cleanup or just demolition.
For now, these two Cedar Rapids firefighters are focused on reuniting Jojo the Husky with her family. A good thing in the midst of this incredible devastation. David Shaper, NPR News in Cedar Rapids, Iowa.